All right, we're live in 5, 4, 3, 2. Good evening, and thank you for tuning into NUDZ. I'm Diane Kuntz, coming to you with today's report for local current events. You might also notice my usual co-host, Rusty Cox, is missing today. Not to worry, he's still here in the studio with us and will be spectating today's story. And boy, is he in for a scoop. As we're all aware, Rusty and I have a friendly rivalry of sorts. He'll make backhanded comments about my work attire, and I'll return a jab about his wife leaving him for a bigger, more dominant man. It's all fun and games here on the show, folks. Well, joining me today in Rusty's stead is someone you might recognize well. Isn't that right, Rusty? Now, why don't we get started on our bulletin? Oh, but I almost forgot. I've got some new equipment to work with, don't I? Oh, wow, this cock. This broadcast is looking like it'll be really interesting, huh? I'm sure the audience is just as fascinated by our surprise guest as I am. Fuck. Right, so, in recent news, local fire department services rushed to the scene where a tabby has trapped himself in a tree. Luckily, these brave firefighters were able to rescue this poor guy only minutes after arriving and without any complications. Well, thank goodness for that. We can all rest easy now. Oh, fuck, your cock is so hard in my hand. Moving on. Police have identified the suspect behind the recent googly-eyed vandalism. As you all know, several advertisements and artworks, including the statue in Park Square, have been riddled with googly eyes. Here is a sketch of the suspect provided to us by the police. If you see a man... Hey, you're being too loud. I know I'm really good at pumping cock, but I'm trying to do a story over here, okay? If you see a man resembling this description, please call your local police department immediately. Ugh, fuck, it's so hard to concentrate when this perfect dick is throbbing in my hand. I literally can't stop thinking about it filling up my tight little throat while you fuck my mouth. Oh, God, I really, really want to suck you off. But I might sound incoherent for the rest of the broadcast. Well, whatever. It'll be good for ratings. Here, hold up my hair. It'll help me see the teleprompter a little bit better. Oh, my God. I can see why Rusty's wife left him for you. Does she ever talk about how much better you are than him? Well, you've taken his wife already. Now you get to take his slutty little co-host. This just in. The mayor's manor has just been hit with alarming amounts of toilet paper from an unnamed vigilante group that seeks to stand against his recent policy endorsements. What is this garbage? His fucking house got TP'd? That's the story they want to run with? Who the fuck is in the production room right now? Ugh, whatever. I'm going off script. Oh, fuck you, Rusty. And fuck the teleprompter. I have a much bigger header for you. Throw throw this up on the screen. Breaking news. Local slutty anchor woman gets face fucked on live television. You like that? It's got some edge to it, right? I think it'll really draw some attention from our viewers. Easy. You're gonna ruin my makeup. Oh, no. Don't you dare cut to commercial. I want everyone to see my pretty face getting fucked up by this dick. Oh, fuck. Come on. You want to ruin me in front of thousands of people, right? Make me take it balls deep then, baby. Oh, fuck. God. Shit. Let's move on to the main item on today's bulletin. Oh, but it's not a news flash without the flash part, right? Let me take off my top and really give our audience a show. Oh, wow. All of the faces in the room just lit up. But you're the one who gets to fuck me in front of all of them, don't you? Fuck. Go ahead. Bend me over this desk and hike up my skirt. Just put your cock in me and fuck me already. Oh, fuck the tights. Just rip them apart or whatever. See, now Rusty would never do that. Oh, shut up, Rusty. I can see how hard you are from over here. You really are a loser. Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. No wonder his wife left him. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, I just realized I have one more story to report tonight. Several eyewitnesses report having seen, fuck, a strange, lonely man crying into his Mai Tai at a local bar. Oh, wow. Hey, that kind of looks like you, Rusty. What? Can't handle the fact that your wife is fucking a bigger, better man? What about you, huh? Oh, does it turn you on knowing you're such a better fuck? Oh my fucking God. You are in a completely different league than him. Oh God. I am losing my fucking mind on it. Oh my God. Yes, yes, yes. Oh fuck, there's something about the way you're drilling into me that makes me so fucking cock drunk. Oh, yes, baby, fuck. I bet you feel like such a man, huh? Bottoming out the anchor woman's pussy. Oh, for everyone to see. Oh, fuck. Give it to me then, baby. Fuck me harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yes. Oh my fucking God. Yes. Oh, that's it, baby. Mm, take this tight little cunt. Fill me up in front of all these people. Oh my fucking god, yes, yes, yes. Fucking claim me. Mm-hmm. Come in me. Come in me. Fucking come in this tight little pussy. Yes. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Oh my fucking god, yes. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god. Give me all that fucking cum, yes. Oh fuck. Well, I think that's all the time we have left tonight, folks. Thank you for tuning into NUDZ. Have some local news you'd like us to report on? Submit your nudes online. Oh, fuck. This has been the Evening Report. I'm Diane Kuntz, signing off. Oh, my fucking god. Oh, yeah.